Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time for another Giants mailbag. He's Lance Metal. I am John Schmelk. We're on the set of Big Blue Kickoff Live, which comes your way every weekday from 12 to 1 right here on Giants.com. Lance, you ready for some questions?
I am ready, indeed.
Here we go. Steve in Malibu, California. Outside of the NFC East, Lance, who is the most dangerous quarterback the Giants will face this season?
Well, they're not necessarily going up against the elite group of quarterbacks this season, if you look over the Giants' schedule, but the one that jumps out to me is Derek Carr of the Oakland Raiders, who they're going to see in Oakland later on in the season. He's coming off a very impressive campaign, 28 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Carr's also mobile, John, and you know the Giants in the past have had some trouble with mobile quarterbacks, and you also need to take into consideration the weapons around Derek Carr. He's got a great offensive line, good protection. He's got Marshawn Lynch now in the backfield, and he has a plethora of wide receivers and tight ends. So you take all that into consideration, I think he's by far the most dangerous. Russell Wilson would be number two on my list. I just don't think he has nearly as much firepower as he's had in previous seasons when he's given the Giants a lot of trouble.
See, I think Phillip Rivers would be ahead of Wilson in my book for the Chargers. Keenan Allen's back this year from injury. Yeah. Antonio Gates, Hunter Henry, I think that's an option. Also, let's not forget Matthew Stafford and the Lions. He's a very, very, very skilled quarterback. Another guy the Giants will have to worry about with guys like Marvin Jones and Golden Tate. Question number two, Rick in Montclair, New Jersey. Lance, Rick wants to know, which team that missed the playoffs last season on this year's Giants schedule improved the most this offseason?
Well, this is a good question, Rick, because when you look at turnover in the National Football League, John, about four teams on average that missed the playoffs wind up getting an opportunity to perhaps make the playoffs the next season. So the one intriguing team to me on the Giants schedule is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, John, and they just missed the playoffs in 2016. They were 9-7. They have Jameis Winston, a young up-and-coming quarterback. I think they did a really nice job in free agency to help their cause. They added DeSean Jackson, who's now going to stretch the field to complement Mike Evans. They also brought in Chris Baker to help complement Gerald McCoy inside on the defensive line, and they have a plethora of guys that they can rotate to help that pass rush. So when you take that into consideration, it would not surprise me, especially with the movement we've seen in the NFC South, that the Bucs could be that team that missed the playoffs last season that makes it on the Giants schedule.
I'll throw out two teams. The Eagles, I think, are a team you take into consideration. Alshon Jeffrey being on board, Carson Wentz's natural progression, Lane Johnson back from suspension. Yep. I think those issues all certainly helped the Eagles. I thought they did a good job in the draft as well. And I think also the Chargers. Keenan Allen is back from injury. I mentioned that before. A top wide receiver. They redid the interior of their offensive line in the draft, and they had a lot of injuries last year. They've gotten a lot healthier. So I think those are two other teams to keep an eye on in 2017. That's your mailbag for Lance Metal. I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us.